Last summer, we met Karen Stevens walking her dog in South Park, where she lives. Her reinvention story is about coming home. As a young adult, she got into computer hacking. And about 10 years ago, she made her way to Northern California, thinking it was the place to be for someone like her with specialized skills.
I was living in Berkeley, worked a lot in San Francisco for law firms because I'm a computer forensics specialist. Say a husband is divorcing his wife. She wants to prove that he's cheating on her, where he thinks he's deleted all the emails from the person he's cheating on her with. I'm called in to go and find those deleted files. That's a computer forensic specialist. I never got over missing home. You know, California was great, but it was never home. It was like living an extended vacation with debt, piles and piles of debt. While California is absolutely gorgeous, it's very expensive. Home is a lot cheaper. You go, gee, do I pay the electric bill or do I go eat? You're like, why am I doing this? Why am I, you know, busting my hump to actually continue to live instead of going home, making the same amount of money and living a halfway decent life instead of worrying all the time? That's all I did, was worry all the time. You know, they say you never can go home again, and that's not true. You come home and reinvent yourself.
Stevens moved back to Dayton. She didn't want to work for those law firms anymore, so she set up her own business, Legal Data Recovery, and got the certification she needed to serve as an expert witness in court. Her business found a home at TechTown, a place for entrepreneurs working with cutting-edge technologies like sensors and something called RFID, radio frequency identification. At TechTown, she's part of the RFID Convergence Center, the world's only business incubator focused on that particular technology. Karen Stevens didn't just reinvent herself, she's inventing a new way to use RFID.
Basically, it's kind of a tracking system to prove that chain of evidence has not been broken, like the seal on the bag has not been tampered with. Dayton PD is actually going to be my guinea pigs, but I come also from a family of cops, so they kind of help out too when I have questions. Hey! It's been a long, arduous process, and I've had setbacks like everybody else, but I'm excited by this. Being at TechTown helps me, because if I have a question on anything, the knowledge base that I can dip into at any time is unbelievable. I work with some of the smartest people I've ever met in my entire life. The guy next to me he's going to change the way you watch TV. I mean, just, it's amazing the amount of intelligence that is in this incubator. Dayton promotes that. They foster it, and it's fantastic. Everybody knows, you know, the Wright brothers, but, I mean, I walk down my hallway and there's a line of patents, and that's just the tip of the iceberg that's come from Dayton. It's amazing how many, and I think Dayton still has the heart of that. Never would have even thought to come up with this in California. Dayton will never lose that drive of technology, that drive to, oh, this is a really cool idea, I wonder how I can make it better. It seems to be in our blood.
For WYSO, I'm Sarah Buckingham.